Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Game Plan Podcast, a New York Jets audio experience hosted by me, Tyler, and we're back with another episode of the Game Plan Pod. Hopefully, you guys are having a great week thus far, recording this one on a Wednesday evening as always. Just following up here on a couple of things from last week. Not too much, not too critical, as it's actually been a quieter week for the Jets so far. Obviously, the draft is only 3 weeks away, not even 2 weeks actually away at this point. April 25th, that Thursday, through that Saturday, April 27th, so rounds one through three are on the 25th and 26th, with two and three being on the 26th, and then the 27th has rounds four through seven. And yeah, I mean, it should be a good time. Unexpected. The Jets pick is, I mean, we're not really expecting any one player, right? I mean, the Jets have a litany of options they can cipher through here, is they have flexibility for the first time in a while. It feels like the Jets always go into a draft. All right, we need a quarterback. All right, we need a left tackle. You know, they can kind of go in different directions, wide receiver, tight end. Tackle is obviously still an option. I mean, I've seen people on Twitter, X, you know, talk about how if you draft a tackle, you know, it's kind of just a depth piece, right? You're not going all in on the draft pick. And I don't think that's necessarily right. I mean, Tyron Smith has played 17 total games in the last 2 years, not last year. So, I mean, you're going to need a guy to step in there 100% at some point this year, right? I mean, Tyron Smith is an all-world left tackle when healthy still at this age. I mean, he's still probably the best left tackle in the NFL. And, you know, can't say that lightly, right? I mean, there are a lot of good left tackles, a lot of good young left tackles. But Tyron Smith, when healthy, I mean, he's just a force, very stable force at that left side. And, you know, do you hope he could play 15, 16, 17 games? Of course. But, I mean, is he going to play more than 14? You know, I mean, it's up for debate at this point. I mean, we'll see what happens. But, I mean, they're going to obviously monitor Tyron's health throughout training camp. I think Sal actually touched on it. Maybe during the owners' meetings, he said, you know, they're going to reach out to the Cowboys, reach out to the trainers to see how they manage Tyron. You know, throughout practices during the week, I guarantee he's going to miss practice during the week, right? He's not going to be practicing in all those full padded practices and stuff like that. He'll probably just stay for the walkthroughs. But, you know, Tyron Smith doesn't need all the practices he can get at this point. I'm not even sure he's going to practice too much at training camp. But overall, I'm really excited for the state of this offensive line. I'll be more excited once they draft, you know, another offensive lineman. I feel like I'm still team offensive line at this point, to be quite honest with you. I love Rome Odunze. I love Brock Bowers. I think they're two amazing prospects. I'm honestly leaning more Odunze at this point, just because I think the combination of Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, and Rome Odunze would be the best triple threat in the NFL. I actually don't even think it's remotely close, to be quite honest with you, if they were to get Odunze. But Brock Bowers is obviously an all-world tight end. I think he's actually a better prospect coming out than Kyle Pitts was. I think Bowers obviously has, you know, great potential. I think it was Connor Rogers who said it on the Badlands podcast. He has, you know, the higher ceiling than George Kittle, right? He's going to come in the league and be George Kittle. So, you know, could the Jets use that? Of course. Could Aaron Rodgers use that? Of course. Could Aaron Rodgers use, you know, a Tui Fuaga, right, at left tackle, just, or right tackle, actually, I guess he would be, right, to solidify that cornerstone piece there? I mean, there are different ways you can go. And next week is going to be our full draft preview episode with all of the good stuff. Before the NFL draft kicks off, the Jets obviously have pick number 10 right now. Could that move? Of course. I mean, I've seen rumors of the Jets trading down, trading up. No one knows what they're going to do, right? I mean, that's the exciting part. You're going into this draft pretty blind, which is really cool. Honestly, I don't remember a draft where the Jets have gone in so blind, honestly, like not really knowing beforehand what position they're exactly going to target. We have our ideas, of course, line, you know, receiver, tight end. We have our kind of pre-scout there in terms of the positional value that the Jets will be targeting in the draft, but we don't know exactly what players, we don't know who they're, you know, have above each other on their draft board and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting, right? It'll be interesting. Once the draft ends, that's when the real offseason slum starts, right? It kind of feels like takes a while to get to June, July, but hopefully we speed along there after the draft and kind of get things rolling again into football season. But Overall, the Jets have a lot of work to do, right, in the draft. I think they still have positions of need, right? It's not that they're drafting for primary depth here, right? They have positions, backup running back. I did a mock draft with a few Jets fan pages over the last week, and I picked a running back, right, in the sixth round, actually in the fourth round. I picked Audric Steam from Notre Dame with pick 111. I see people kind of, you know, not loving the pick because it's another running back. Why do we have to draft a running back every year? We just drafted Izzy Abanaconda. You know, Izzy's great. I think Izzy's actually a really good change of pace back, but he's not, as of right now, running back number two. I think if the Jets were to do it, I think they may go out and try to sign a veteran if they don't draft a running back. But listen, try to load up on your young running backs because, you know, Breece Hall is one of the best running backs in the NFL. He's not going to be playing all the snaps in the game, right? I mean, he's going to be playing most of them, but you need to change the pace. Breece Hall, obviously coming off the ACL. This is going to be his first season fully healthy again. You know, what do you expect from him? In an insane year, absurd year, right? I mean, but you have to kind of, you know, balance the value a bit, and bringing a guy like Esteem in here will definitely do that with Abanaconda as the third running back. That will definitely help. Another pick I had here was Devontae Walker from UNC. I think he's a very, you know, long guy, red zone threat. I think he's another guy that the Jets could look at if they were to look wide receiver in the later rounds. I picked Troy Fotanu from Washington in round one at pick 10. Any of the old linemen there, I'm really a fan of. I see people saying that Joe Alt has a chance to fall. I honestly could see a team trading up for Joe Alt. I mean, I think he is a Hall of Fame, you know, caliber tackle, right? I just think that I can't see the guy busting out in the NFL. I think he is going to be a beast, like an absolute beast for the next 15 years. I would move hell and high water for the Jets to draft that guy. I think he is the next coming of, you know, the next great tackle, right, in the NFL. So I am fully on board if the Jets were to draft Joe Alt, trade up for him. I could care less. I do not care really about giving up any picks, to be quite honest with you, in this draft at all. Like, if the Jets trade up for Roma Dunze at 8, great. Like, I'm really not against them doing anything like that. Like, I think it's time to go all in, right? I mean, you have Aaron Rodgers for 2 more years, maybe 3. You know, I mean, you got to go all in, right? And your young guys are coming up, right? Sauce Gardner, Michael Carter II, Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, DJ Reed might need an extension as well. Like, there are guys who are going to need to get extended. And, you know, it's time to, you know, use your draft picks now, right, rather than later. So I think the Jets go in, be aggressive. Be aggressive on a trade down, right? If you're trading down, get value. You know, get those draft picks back because it's definitely important for later. You can trade back up. I can't wait for the draft, man. There are just so many variables, so many different avenues that the Jets can travel this time around. And, you know, April is usually the best, right? I love the mock drafts. I love, you know, all the educated guesses on what the Jets are going to do. But at the end of the day, we really don't know. And, you know, the Jets drafted Will McDonald last year. No one really saw that coming at all, right? I mean, I don't think anyone predicted that for the Jets. It's always just a surprise player. That's why I picked Troy Fotanu. He's been getting some late draft buzz. Hasn't really been talked about as much. I could see the Jets, you know, putting their eggs in the basket there. If a guy like Fuaga or Alt are off the board already. You know, a wide receiver in the later rounds is definitely possible. Running back is definitely possible. Safety, an underrated position of need for the Jets. Chuck Clark and Tony Adams, the two starting safeties as of right now. Ashton Davis is still on the free agent market. Do the Jets look to splurge on the free agency and, you know, bring in a guy like Justin Simmons, who's still out there from the Broncos, or do you kind of draft a guy? There are definitely a few different ways you can go there. I mean, the cheaper option would obviously be drafting. I have the Jets actually drafting Trey Taylor from Air Force. He's a pretty good player, round 6, pick 185, so definitely a developmental player, but a guy who I think the Jets would, you know, love to bring in, especially under Chuck Clark. I'm really excited, actually, for Clark's resurgence here. Coming off a torn ACL, missed all of last season, unfortunately, injured that one in training camp. Coming back fresh, healthy, has had a long time to recover, so he should be good to go, maybe start on the pop list, but then work his way into training camp and, you know, get situated again, as he did earlier. And yeah, I mean, I think that'd be definitely an advantageous spot for the Jets to go in the draft if they were to draft a safety. But As of right now, who knows, right? I mean, the Jets could, you know, trade all those picks for a move up or get more picks on a trade down. There are definitely a few different avenues. So that's enough about the draft. That's about 10 minutes of draft talk. We will definitely dive into more of it next week, hoping to get a good 15 to 20 next week on the draft and kind of just preview what we're expecting the Jets to do come draft night and all that good stuff. But just wanted to shout out as well Quincy Williams and Irv Charles. Saw those two guys working out together. It was posted by, I think it was Tori Awesome, I believe, on Instagram. Sports and fitness instructor. He seems like a really cool guy. And, you know, Quincy Williams and Irv Charles have been going at it in the off season. So that's always good stuff. And it's good to see those guys grinding away on the field and, you know, good stuff for next season. So another repeat all pro campaign here for Quincy Williams. Hopefully he definitely deserves it. Irv Charles with Justin Hardy gone. Irv is definitely going to be that kind of primary kick return specialist, kind of down and out guy where, you know, you have to run down the sideline. You know, it's a hard job, right? It's definitely a hard job being a gunner, right? It's definitely a tough job. So Irv Charles did a good job at it last year. He had a really good, I mean, it sticks out of my mind. He had that fumble. I believe that might've been in the Browns game. So, shout out Irv Charles. We'll definitely keep an eye out for you. But, yeah, with that said, I think I might just cut this one a little short. I really appreciate you guys sticking around for this episode of the Game Plan Pod. If you have not already, make sure to follow my Instagram at New York Jets Game Plan, Twitter there at New York Jets Game Plan as well. And, yeah, I mean, I really appreciate everyone threads as well. Same thing. You can find that through my Instagram page. And I will see you guys next week with another episode, a more in-depth preview of the 2024 NFL Draft. Should be good stuff this year. So we'll definitely keep an eye on that and follow along as needed. And yeah, I will keep you guys up to date with anything Jets from the past week. And I will see you guys next week.